Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Off Script. So, technology was being technology, and this week is supposed to be week two of our taste test session, because we're doing a fun little taste test for you guys. But unfortunately, last week didn't save, so you'll be hearing us refer to last week and things we've tasted before, and unfortunately, that did not work out for us, which sucks because we took on the challenge and we bought so many snacks to taste test for you guys, but we can't really redo that one because we won't have genuine reactions. So I don't know. We might do like a spicy challenge where we try a bunch of hot stuff, and Brie and I hate hot things, so that might be fun and entertaining. Who knows? But you are joined again by John. He came and did our taste test with us. And I don't know, we had a fun time. We also wanted to videotape it for you guys, so we had a on our YouTube. But also that technology did not work. We had a rough night. But we had fun tasting a bunch of stuff for you, and we hope you enjoy this episode, and come take a listen as Bree, John, and I taste some pretty fun things. So let's do it.
Ready?
Oh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to part two of Off Script.
I was just going to start in on the taste test bit.
We're recording right after we stopped for last week, so we're in a groove now.
We really are. So I was like sitting here looking at John like, give me some more food.
Yes, so John is still here because literally 5 seconds after we just stopped last week.
Hello.
And yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Okay. Potato sticks.
Yum. Sweet barbecue potato sticks.
Got them at the dollar store. Let's see. Wow.
That's weird. I don't know if I like them or not.
They taste like potato chips, and I don't like potato chips.
I'm not a big fan of potato chips, but they remind me of pretzels.
They're kind of actually like interesting because they're like potato chips, but like super skinny and like there's like sticks.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like potato chips, so I'm going to give that a 2.
Yeah, I think it's a solid 2 for me, too.
I'd give it a 3, just because I think it was pretty much a classic barbecue chip, just shredded into little sticks, and had nothing bad, nothing really bad to say about it, but nothing great to say about it.
Yeah, sounds right.
What do we have next?
Yum.
Have you ever tried? So they're fruit-flavored marshmallows.
I feel like I've had people give them to me in like hot chocolate or something.
I just thought they sounded so straight. They sound like a spring thing that I'm buying in fall.
Yeah, people are a little ready for everything.
Hmm.
Oh, you're already eating.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I don't really taste the fruit.
Nope. I mean, there's a slight hint, but nope.
They're supposed to be orange. strawberry, lemon, and lime.
Don't taste them. They just taste like mini marshmallows. And I do love me some marshmallows.
I don't know. Maybe I have more sensitive taste buds or something because I can taste the fruit.
You can say the rainbow. Did you ever get COVID?
He did.
Did you lose your senses? Oh, I did. Did you lose yours when you got it?
No.
Don't suggest. Yeah, mine came back, luckily. Fully. I only lost it a little bit.
Dude, me and John actually saw these and we wanted to try them.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man. These are like pre-made s'mores marshmallows. They're filled with what?
This one has caramel. But they have them filled with chocolate and graham crackers and... I don't know if they have graham crackers.
Graham crackers? Is that what you
said? Oh, shit.
Look at those graham crackers.
Look at those muscles that failed to open the bag.
Oh, no. Oh, they're like thick. You can feel
it. Oh, yeah. Holy crap. I wonder if they need to be toasted. That feels like really hard caramel in there.
Oh, nope. He went for it.
Okay. Oh, it's like...
Oh.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel like they should be... we should try these as a s'more to get the full experience as it should be. But right now, as it is, without being baked and melted and stuff, it's actually not that bad.
I'm not a fan.
I don't like it very much. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste very caramely, though. What is that flavor? Actually, it is. I think it's white chocolate around it. Is that white chocolate around it?
Maybe. Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was not.
No, I'm done with that.
Yeah, that's a 1 out of 5 for me.
Yes.
This is my ASMR
one.
Yes, give it to me.
Give me the grape.
I found these. Allie got Kool-Aid Pop Rocks.
I found them at the dollar store.
Hell yeah. I love Pop Rocks, guys.
Dude, I know. But they were Kool-Aid flavored, so I was like, that's so cool.
Okay, so I'm giving Bree the grape.
No.
You don't like grape?
That's my least favorite flavor of anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. It smells like Kool-Aid.
I want to smell. Ooh, it does.
Oh, God.
Welcome to ASMR with Off Script. Today, we will be Kool-Aid crackling in your ears.
Whoa, that one just got sour.
Yeah, those are pretty good. They do taste just like Kool-Aid.
I'm here for it.
I don't know if I can... Well, I could eat a whole thing, but not right now.
Oh, you want a
drink to mix it up.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Mm. My brother got one, and he said they were not good, so...
Lovely.
Well, we got them together, and then he tried it at the stadium thing, and he's like, no, it's just sparkling water. It's gross. Do you like sparkling water?
Sometimes. I might like it.
Strawberry rhubarb flavored soda.
Okay. Bree's still eating her Pop Rocks over here.
I am. It's really good.
It's probiotic.
Oh, it's kind of like Olipop. Homeboy be eating my candy?
Wait, yours is way poppier than mine was. What the hell?
It's way poppier. And it's super sour.
Oh, mine wasn't sour.
Mine wasn't either. Oh, wait, we didn't rate it. We didn't rate these.
Oh, we didn't.
Five out of five.
What?
You said five, too.
Five.
I would give the Fruit Punch Poppy Rocks 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because it's like almost straight sugar.
Yes, that's why it's 5.
That doesn't taste like anything to me.
Ugh.
It doesn't taste appealing. And if you drink a little too much, it almost tastes bad.
It's so gross.
I would give it a 2 at the highest.
I'm going to give it a 1. It's better than the cornbread muffin, though, from last week.
I almost was like from like an hour ago. Oh, that's more gum, too.
Yeah, sorry. Got a lot of gum.
Get one of our drinks.
I got to go make that.
I honestly cannot taste the strawberry and rhubarb pop. It just tastes like water to me, like sparkling water.
We were supposed to slightly shake it. Did we do that?
Oh, I don't think. Did you? That might be why.
It's yuck, whatever it is.
So this is a Ramune.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's the drink. The candy.
Yeah.
Was that this week or last week?
Last week.
Okay.
It comes from Japan, and it's a really cool bottle.
It's really pretty.
You guys got all this at Walmart?
Yeah.
Mm.
So the bottle, you actually put it here, and you put this cap on top, and there's a little marble in there, and you push this down.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh. I don't think I can push it.
Oh, wait. Did I?
I didn't.
Whoa.
That was kind of cool.
We should have taken a video. Whoa, look. It's in here. Let's take a picture.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cool. It's so cool how they have like a little trap for the marble.
That's what you are hearing right now, the marble.
Rolling back and forth. Trying to find the best way to... No, that's not going to work very well.
That's yummy, but that does not taste like the candy in the slightest. I went into this thinking it was going to be way sweeter than it is.
Oh, it's not sweet.
It's good. It's sweet. It's just not like the Haichu.
I am easily saying this is one of the better drinks we've had tonight.
I will agree with that, but
4 out of 5.
Not good.
I like it. I think it's like 3.5 for me.
I'm going to give it a 2. It tastes like cough syrup.
I'm going to go down to 3.75.
Wow, guys.
Maybe it's just a flavor. Like,
maybe. Do you like bubble tea?
I've never had it.
Ooh, we've got it.
Ooh.
Except for it's in a can.
Oh.
Bubble milk tea drink. I love the bubble milk tea.
It's a sage shake.
Check.
Checking it out. It's from Taiwan.
Yeah.
Taiwanese.
How are y'all stomachs?
Rough.
Yeah.
It's like, are you done?
I know, exactly.
I don't know if I see any bubbles, but maybe they're in the bottom.
Well, I don't think it's... Oh, you mean the boba?
Yeah.
I love this. This is a 5.
Why? Why would that be a 5?
Because it tastes like tea. Allie's choking. Yeah, this one's my favorite drink that we've had tonight.
I give it a 1.
I give it a 3.5. It's an interesting taste. It's very unique.
I love Thai tea, so I'm partial.
I don't like tea.
I knew you wouldn't like it. I was like, she's not gonna like this.
So it is Willy Wonka. What is it?
Gummies.
Gummies.
Magic hat gummies.
Ooh. Oh, it's for the...
Oh, it turns your tongue blue. My mom did tell me about this.
Ooh. All right.
She was like, I got you guys candy, but it's going to turn your tongue blue.
Oh, this will be what we have to do for the...
Oh, for the TikTok.
Oh, they look like hats.
Yeah, it's Wonka's magic hats. Oh, they're like not even flat. Okay, I'm taking this one.
They're probably full of juice.
It's going to be like a gusher, guys.
Okay. Ready?
Wait, we need to take the video.
I have it going.
Oh, good.
But I don't know how I can... Okay.
Get in here, John.
All right. How can I... All right. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there you go. So I turn our tongues blue.
Mm-hmm. Watch them turn my teeth blue.
I love gushers.
Ooh, yum.
Are these as gushery as you think?
No. But I like gummies more than Gushers. Do I? I don't know. Gushers are delicious.
I literally did not think my tongue was going to be blue because I felt like all the Gusher juices went onto my teeth, but it doesn't look like my teeth are blue at all, and just my tongue is.
I don't know. Is your tongue blue? Oh my gosh, yours is.
Oh my mind.
I'm not.
Your guys' is. It's just kind of like in the back.
Yours is all
mine's like,
well.
Theirs just kind of like makes a weird backwards U.
They're really weird tongues.
You nines and your weird tongues.
We have a few more things.
We gotta try that popcorn too. That's the thing I'm most excited about.
We did not try this.
We did not. My brother and I were in line, or they're looking at him. And the lady in front of us said they're really good. These are Hostess cupcakes, but they're orange flavor.
My dad loves Hostess Chuck cakes.
They had pumpkin flavor, but I know you don't like pumpkin, so I didn't get it for you.
Thank you. There was a pumpkin cheesecake cookie that this dude wanted, and I was like, we are not doing that to me.
Was it a Crumble?
No.
Oh, Crumble had a pumpkin cookie. Like that
Pepperidge Farm.
My gosh, it was so good.
And then
eat the whole thing.
My mom walked by it at the store and she was like, oh, maybe you should get that. I was like, do you not know who you're talking to?
I can't believe you don't like pumpkin things.
I really don't.
Oh, that's because I gave a bunch to my brother. It smells very orangey.
Yeah, I only want a bite. I'm to the point where I need a bite.
I know, like, that's where my stomach's at.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not finishing anything. Too sweet. It also doesn't really taste like a creamsicle to me.
It's just orange flavor, not creamsicle flavor.
Oh. Well, my brain, because it's a Hostess.
I
know.
Same. I did do it first. Yeah, I prefer chocolate.
Yeah, if I were getting those, I would want the chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll give it
3.5 as well. I would get this over the chocolate, though, honestly. It's good.
I'm going with the 2.
Well, la-ti-da.
That's what I say, guys.
Dark chocolate stuff. What is that?
It's cookie dough Milky Way.
Oh. That sounds good.
Yeah. I love the cookie dough Twix.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had the cookie dough Twix. It's good.
Oh, my favorite Twix.
Thank you. Okay, let's do it.
Do not like regret.
Yeah.
Too artificial.
Yeah.
2 out of 5.
I definitely like original Milky Way better.
Wicked chewy. Gives you time to process your thoughts, I guess.
Can you say that again? The wicked chewy part.
Wicked chewy.
That's West Coast.
It is.
No, that's East Coast.
I know, but us West Coast people, like, I don't know. I like hearing accents. So it's fun.
I would give it a 2, maybe 2.5, but the original Milky Way is way better than this. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. They're trying to do too much right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I give it to. 2.5.
Okay, so this one is also kind of like my raise. I almost said my rat.
Your rat.
Yeah.
Your rat candy.
Yeah, it's like my rat candy.
Okay. So you eat the wrapper?
I don't think it's going to be. Oh, wait.
So it is. Right?
This is the one that I was thinking it was, not the other one.
What, you eat the wrapper?
So this is from your teacher.
Yeah.
Did you do that in this episode or last episode?
Good question, but actually I don't think this is, because this one's hard.
I swear to do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break my teeth.
What is it? Okay, it's white rabbit. Maybe you're supposed to suck.
So it's more Japanese candy.
Yeah, it's creamy. It's like milk.
It's hard. last episode, last week, if you weren't here last week, we tried a candy that my second grade elementary school teacher brought back to the class. And I loved it because it had a rice paper around it. But now I don't know if it was that one or this one. I actually think it was the last one. Because I remember being able to chew it.
Yeah. It was kind of like a Tootsie Roll.
I don't get it. But it's like super hard.
I was going to say, you already ate it?
No, I had to pull it out of my mouth. I was not able to chew that. I was pulling my teeth out.
Yeah.
It was yummy, though.
This is delicious. And you could suck on this for a long time. You could suck on it for a long time. I would give this, like, it melts in your mouth. You know, it's watery. It's creamy. I would give this a solid, maybe 4.5 inches, you know? I mean, sure.
That's good. Solid 4. Yeah, I think it's a 4, too. Like, if I had time, like, if it's a perfect movie theater snack, because you can just sit there and, like, it lasts for a long time in the movie theater. But
that's what she said.
The entire conversation you just said is that's what she said.
Conversation with myself?
Yeah, basically, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Next, popcorn?
Okay. I didn't pop it all the way, apparently, because that sounds like a lot of unpop seeds. But.
You're gonna.
That means it's not burnt.
Because I gotta get up to my mic.
This is llama, unicorn, cotton candy popcorn.
Yum.
Let's try it. It's blue.
Let's try it.
Here you go. Okay.
Ooh.
What the heck? It is blue.
I actually like it.
I do too. Tastes like kettle corn.
It does. With like a blueberry taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could eat the whole bag.
I know, it's really yummy.
Okay.
You know what it reminds me of?
Kettle corn.
No, it honestly reminds me of like cereal milk again.
What?
How?
As he's going for another handful. Yeah, this is good.
It is. Here you go. I have all the bags. You guys can keep it.
It has like a Swedish milky flavor to me with like a hint of maybe cereal that has been finished and just sat in the milk for a bit.
That's a very descriptive flavor.
Like if they made cotton candy cereal and then, you know, you finish the cereal and then you drink the milk would taste like this, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. No. Sorry.
I just think it tastes like blueberry kettle corn.
Blueberry cook.
It's a 3.5, maybe 3.75.
Oh, I forgot. Have we been rating the last few?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's a 4 out of 5.
I'll go to 3.5.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
All right. Now we've got 2 gums left.
I'm saving what I think will be the best for last.
Right. Watch it be the worst.
I know.
Okay, we got Dollar Store Dreamsicle Double Bubble Gumball.
I do love Double Bubble.
Yeah, that's a good. How long will the flavor last is the question.
Yeah. I don't taste the Dreamsicle.
Nah, I just get orange.
I just get gum.
What? Like bubble gum?
Yeah. I guess that is stupid.
It's like a super sweet
bubble gum.
Way too much sweet sugar overpowering the orange that should potentially be there.
Have you never had a double bubble?
It tastes exactly like double bubble.
Yeah.
Fun story. So my friends, when I was fourth grade, I don't know, she'd watch us during the summer when my mom worked. Mm-hmm. And she bought like one of those Costco bags of Double Bubble, right? And so his little brother, me, and my brother. So we would watch a certain movie. And when the characters were eating a lot of food, we would just sit there and put a bunch of pieces of gum in her mouth. Oh my gosh, when his mom found out, she was pissed at all of us because we wasted so much gum.
The big question is, can you guys blow bubbles?
I'm trying. My gum's still too hard.
Uh-huh.
Whoever can blow the first bubble.
Oh.
Never mind. It's already good eating.
Sucks to suck.
It might too hard. And my flavor's gone.
Mm-hmm. Same.
That's a big one.
That one popped up my nose.
Gross.
Let's try the next one, but can I spit out my gum? Thank you.
What? Which one's missing?
The gum bubble popped on my top lip, and now I've got a ton of gum on my top lip.
What was it? Sucks to suck?
Rude.
Your hair is super curly today.
I showered last night.
What? I showered last night and let my hair dry.
It looks nice.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
There are three flavors, and I know which one Brie wants.
Blue?
Damn straight. No.
Green?
Ooh.
Pink?
What did you think?
Which one did you think?
I thought it was going to be the green apple, because I thought green apple was there.
It is, but I thought you'd like watermelon.
I would like that way more. Wow, why does this strip thing not work?
I picked first for the Kool-Aid thing. You can pick.
We are nines.
Whoa. This is a freaking, it's like the zebra gum, and I was expecting squares.
You were expecting squares? I was expecting sticks. Isn't that what they are? Sticks?
Yeah, it's sticks.
I'm kidding.
Your gasp.
Oh, no.
Because I know what it feels like to be like, oh, no, did I make the right call?
I know.
You're going to be unhappy.
I know. That's why, here, you can have blue if you want to.
Mmm.
Okay, so I got blue. Did we say what this is? Warhead gum? We did not.
We didn't.
It's warhead gum. Is it sour?
Trash box.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's sour.
It's not like horribly sour, but the taste is definitely there.
Ooh.
What do you
like the sour taste?
Wait, did we rate the other gum?
Oh, Double Bubble, I would give it 2 out of 5.
Yeah, I think.
You're not in the mic.
I would give it like maybe something around also a 2.
Mm-hmm.
This one I'd give a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it's actually like chewy and not hard.
Yeah, I like it. That's what she said.
Oh, no. I don't know if that
I think
good.
Chewy and not hard is the opposite of what she would
want
like
to say.
Yeah. You don't like it?
The texture is really weird. It's not forming into a gum right now for me.
Oh, that's not good.
Mine formed into gum right away.
But it was weird going from Double Bubble, which was super hard,
to this.
To this super easy. Soft. I was going to go.
No, this turned into like crumbs of pieces of gum that were kind of still dry and trying to form into one conglomerate.
Well, I did buy.
Glad that you got me watermelon, not sour apple then.
I did buy this one at the dollar store as well. So,
dollar store gum.
Where do you want to swap?
No.
Sag.
He's looking very offended right now.
Monka ass.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
Thanks. Yeah, I think 3, because mine already just lost the taste, too.
What?
That was it? We got them all?
We did.
And you guys, we really wanted to video this for you because we know that would be more entertaining, but our recorder was not working.
I know. I was so bummed about that.
I feel like we would have been more bubbly and lively if we were on the screen.
I agree. Maybe we shouldn't have realized and just pretended.
I know.
Menvin said after the fact.
That would have been nice. Anyway, so we'll figure that out for future minis.
Yeah, because we want to get back to recording videos for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Hopefully you enjoyed this. We did.
It was fun. It was fun. A little different thing.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Yep. It's fun. And I got to have all these amazing foods. Well, some of them didn't really make the mark, but a lot of them were above, you know, three. So it's great.
It's true.
That's true. We did like a lot of these.
I know. We'll take pictures so that we'll post them so you can see.
Yeah, what we got.
Flavors of things.
Yup.
And yeah. Okay.
See you next week, guys. Yep.
We'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Boy.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.